This is Passport to Texas. Looking for a fun outdoor activity you can do solo or with friends this spring break? Well, James Graham says traveling aboard a kayak is the ultimate means of individual navigation.
Well, it's what we call people power. It's a way to experience waters that are less crowded, that are more pristine.
The Houston kayaking instructor teaches folks the finer points of paddling. Since these boats don't use motors to move, they can access more places than, say, a powerboat.
Well, that's one of the things the fishermen are really appreciating now. They can get up in some very, very shallow water and nobody else is there. The fish are not used to people in those areas. You can really enjoy a lot of Texas this way.
He says there is a perception that kayaks are dangerous because people see them going over whitewater rapids on TV.
Well, whitewater is only a very small part of the sport. And in fact, kayaks are a lot more stable than canoes because you're sitting lower in the water. Your center of gravity is lower. Your balance is much better.
You can learn more about kayaking and canoeing on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. That's our show for today. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.